Albright, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, 22nd of March. Up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 22nd of March, 72. Channel 2 right, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 22nd of March, 72. Channel 2 right, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 22nd of March, 72. Channel 2 right, I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 22nd of March, 72.
No.
It gets too hot.
Well, I haven't had any this morning.
Well, you didn't need any out there.
No.
What you were doing?
No. You get it from the sun. And moving around.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's you all been doing? You got your hoe going these days?
My hoe? Not very much.
What's going on down the way, Faye?
She's got some clothes in soaking.
Uh-oh.
And trying to move some trash while the clothes soak.
Tell him it's going to be an hour, Faye, before I'm available, and he can just knock around. I didn't expect him until 10:30. Rub it in.
Well, how's the calf in the car getting along?
Let me tell you, they haven't given me a bit of trouble.
They ain't.
Not in a week.
In a week?
No.
Well, now, you do know that's good. He can suck all right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The only thing, I let them out with the little heifers down here where I had that rye. Mm-hmm. Well, when the heifers get enough, I ring the bell, hit the bucket, and they come on up.
Oh, yeah.
But I always have to go get that old cow.
Always have to go get her.
Always.
Well, she ain't learned yet.
She has learned to do this thing you don't want her to do. Mm-hmm. She always does what she needn't do. There ain't no need for her to do it. She's doing it.
She likes some folks. They always do things they ought not to do, and nobody don't want them to do it. But they do, and they do it.
Yes, I reckon. Yes.
I expect I could name some people like that, Miss Daisy.
I expect you could.
And you too.
That's right.
Yes,
sir. Yes, Bess is seeking to take a trip. She's going to Palm Beach for Easter, she thinks. I
well,
said, good for you. I said, maybe you forget some of these things.
When is Easter, I said?
When is Easter?
Second Sunday in April. First Sunday in April, they say.
That's Sunday week. How about that?
Huh.
Is she and Big Bessie and Little Bessie?
Yeah, her and Little Bessie.
Yeah.
Bessie have to keep on after. about a week or two before she decides whether she was going or not.
Yeah.
I told her I wish I had somewhere to go in some place and had some money to go with. I'd go. She said, well, Desi wants me to go. So I go. Well, you know, she went before and she was sick. I don't know how long. Wasn't able to get about. She said she had to walk too far.
Yeah.
Well, she got to do that same walking this time.
Yeah.
You see, it's a long ways from the depot up to the train.
Oh,
it's a long way.
Well, yeah,
maybe the bus station where they put you off at. But anyway, there ain't nothing up there where the train is, but just the track and, you know, other buildings. I walked up there once. Looked like it's about a mile. But this is says she give up.
Yes.
Going up there. And then when she comes back, she had to do that same thing. Oh, mm-hmm. So I told her, I said, well, you ain't strong. I said, so be careful and don't fall down. She said, that's a help, so.
Now that's down in Palm Beach.
That's in Ocala where they have to catch the train to go to Palm Beach. They go on the train.
You mean they have to walk all that ways?
All that long ways.
In Ocala?
In Ocala.
Why can't Tom drive them there, right there at the station?
Nope. I don't reckon he can. He don't. I went with Mag down there once to the train, and we had to walk way up there.
Oh, I
then
see.
We had to walk back down there to get our car to come home.
I see. You gotta walk the train so long?
The train's so far up there. The railroad is far up there.
Yeah.
And no way to drive the car.
You can't drive the car. You see, it's the buildings and streets and everything so thick. You can't get up there with a car. I don't guess. They don't go up there.
Well, you got to be able-bodied before you can ride the train down there,
haven't
you?
That's right. But I'm glad for Bessie to go. I'm glad for her to go. Get away from her house and her thoughts and her way. You know, look back, since she lost her last son, he just was.
Yeah.
I tell her. I said, Bessie ain't one way we don't go away from here. I said, that's we don't come. I said, it's been going a long time. She said, yeah, but I don't have nobody to call to help me. So I used to could call on my son, and he'd send me some money once in a while, and any time I asked for it. I said, well, this last one would die. I said, he ain't sent you nothing. But I said, you told me he don't have nothing. He got such a family, but the other one, he was good. He sent him money 2-3 times a year. Well, she said, he left that word with his wife to don't forget his mother. When she having so far birthdays, Easter days, yeah, birthdays, Easter days and Christmas. She sends her some money. Well, that ought to be satisfying. Don't nobody send me none, Mandy.
You didn't bring him up right, Miss Daisy. This boy of hers, this oldest boy of hers that just died, I saw, he's the only one of them I ever saw.
Mm-hmm.
And he's down here one summer, I guess it was. And I know he got to talking about Jonah or something like that in the Bible. And he just talked away. You never heard anything like it.
Mm-hmm.
He could really talk about those things. He looked like he'd studied all those things.
Mm-hmm. Well, he might have.
Yeah. But I kept thinking that he was up in New York and he was making good money. As far as I could tell, he never sent his mama anything. As far as I could tell.
Talking about this oldest one?
Yeah.
He didn't. She said it, though. He didn't have nothing to give her. He had such a big family and they were so expensive. Well, why worry? When he was living, he didn't give you nothing. You know he didn't give you nothing now.
Well, no, it won't matter to her like that, and he never come down here.
Uh-uh. I ain't never seen. I see that oven, that person who died, but I ain't never seen this one.
Yeah.
She say he been here. I don't know. I guess that was before I come over here. He ain't been here since I've been here.
Yeah.
And she seemed to think, she said he had some property down south, down there, somewhere.
Yeah, South America.
South America.
Yeah.
Well, she seemed to think that they, I don't know who, or where's the folks that bought it from, or somebody was in it with him. But she seemed to think they're trying to cheat her out.
Yeah.
She said, he give her a piece down there.
Yeah.
But it looks like they don't want her to have it.
Yeah.
I said, well, you can't blame nobody for that, but him.
Yeah.
I said, if he'd have wanted you to have it, I said, he'd have get it to you in handwriting. I said, he knew that he's going to have to go sometime.
Yeah.
I said, and then you'd have had it. And you wouldn't have to be worried about us. So you can't fault nobody for that.
Yeah.
But him.
Yeah, it's a little hard. It would be a little hard for Bessie to handle a piece of property down in South America, too.
She couldn't do nothing really. But sell it if she get it. That's all the benefit she could get out of it.
She wouldn't know what she was selling, Miss Daisy.
That's right. She ain't got nothing to sell because she ain't got no proof he gave her nothing.
So, them thoughts that people have when they stay at home a good bit.
Mm.
I guess you can.
I went over there yesterday. I stayed with her good while. She didn't talk. She said her feet was bothering. She said her feet were so sore under the bottom that she just couldn't hardly walk on.
Yeah.
I said, well, they'll stop. I said, my feet get like that sometimes. I said, but I go on along till they decide to do better.
Yeah.
She said, yes, but it was. I said, I hope they'll be all right before you have to take your trip. She said, I do too. If they don't, I don't see how I get to the train. I said, if you don't think you can make it to the train, you better stay at home.
And just keep them old thoughts.
That's right.
I guess getting away from home now and then helps you to change your thoughts. You think a fella tends to have the same thoughts.
That's right.
You don't watch out.
But if you get away from home and get with different people and they change in conversation and things, well, then you forget this stuff back here for a while. Then come back and pick it up.
Yeah. Well, now, you see, when you go to work, you see a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have a chance to keep your old thoughts, do you?
No. And then when I'm home, I'm doing something.
Yeah.
I'm working. Well, she can't work. She can't do nothing.
If you're working and stay at home, then you don't have to, then you don't necessarily have them old, same old thoughts.
No.
Yeah. Now, one of her thoughts is that she got all them ailments.
Ailments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
you
one
don't
of
find
her.
Many folks, I mean, her age ain't gone.
Yes, but that's one
some
of
them ain't as old as we is, and they gone.
But that's one of her thoughts, that she's...
She can't do what she used to do. I say, you'll never do that no more. Ain't no need of worrying about that. Because she ain't going to never go back there and pick up things you done years ago. I said, you can't do that. I said, you forget about that. She said, yeah, yes, but when I could do it, I was all right. I didn't have to worry. I said, you need not worry now. I said, because then I'll bring it back. I said, I don't worry. I'll do what I can, and that I can't, it's just out there.
Yeah.
When I could, I did, and now I can't. And I don't worry.
And then another one of her thoughts is, she worries about her money.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew she worried about her money.
I didn't either.
But she does, doesn't she?
I didn't know that. I didn't know she had enough to worry about.
Yes. So what she needs to do is go off with little Bessie and just be reckless and spend all the money they got and stay up
late. Well, where's the money at? In the bank? What's she worrying about?
She's worrying about what she hasn't got, I guess.
What she hasn't got?
You know, her son, you know, didn't send her any money.
That's right.
That's what we were talking about.
Oh. Well, there ain't no need to worry about that. She know both of them done died. And it's less than what died. She told me he didn't have nothing to give her. But that first one that died, he sent him money 2-3 times a year, and his wife keeps it up. And I don't see what she worried about.
Well, now, Miss Daisy, you got all these children and grandchildren,
mm-hmm.
and all of them well to do.
Mm-hmm. And now one of them gives me a penny.
Well, what you gonna do? Just go live with them for a while.
No, sir. Not as long as I can stay in my own house. I don't want to live with them.
Well, you'll get
me. They don't do nothing for me. They don't help me, and they know I need help. But why would I go in their house when I got my own dead things? I ain't fixing to go stay with them.
Well, you could go there, you see, and then get rid of your old thoughts.
Mm-hmm. I'll make out with the way I'm getting on.
Your thoughts has not bothered you.
Well, one of Miss Bess's thoughts that you don't have is that she's always scared.
Do you know I've got to believe in that since you mentioned it? She's scared of.
Yes.
So why she just thinks something add up or something gonna happen all the time.
Yeah.
Well, one thing about it, I see it this way. What is to be, it will be. There's no need of wearing yourself out worrying about it before it get to you. Time enough when it gets you. She didn't try to do something about it.
She gonna get that dog, didn't she? Didn't you say?
Yeah, she told me she's gonna get him.
Now she needs a dog.
Yeah, she needs a dog.
She needs
a place to keep the dog. Well, sometimes she's not able to see Adam at the dog, but I guess the dog go along with the chickens.
Just
mm-hmm.
Wanda.
She told me she was going to get a dog from Woodard Coleman.
Oh, yeah.
She said he has got a fine dog. She said, I'm going to get a puppy from his dog. I said, well, it'd be all right. I said, but when you get him, I said, you start training him when you get him. Have him to know what you want him to know. I said, when he gets up a big dog, I said, he won't be hard to match.
Yeah.
She talked to him. She said, ah, yes. Well, what does she know about training dogs?
Well, I hadn't thought about it like that. She can feed him, you know.
Yes, she can feed him. She can do that. And I hope she knows what she wants him to do and what he has to do. Now, you can make anything out of your dog that you want to. But it takes plenty of time to get him to understand what you want him to know.
Yeah.
It takes time to do that.
Yeah.
But part of the time she can't stand up properly. She says she's so weak. I'm like Miss Mars. I think if she could get herself a while, she'd be stronger.
Yeah, she needs a chip.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't think you can, you don't, you're doing pretty good without it.
But about what?
Without a chip.
Yeah.
You don't aim to go with them or anything.
Mm-hmm.
You could go with him.
Go with who? This in here?
Yeah.
I ain't got no business down there. They got relatives down there.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing down there. If I is, I don't know nothing about it.
Well, you know her relatives.
Oh, yes. And then she asked me to come. Go with him or something. So you go on and enjoy, have a good time.
Yeah.
I said, I'll stay here.
Oh, she did ask you to go with
them. Yeah, she asked me to come go with them. But that ain't her house. That's her niece's house.
Well, you know her niece would love it.
They
would love to have you.
They haven't asked me to come to their house. And if they had it, it would be just like it is when Beth asked me. I feel like if the two Besses go down, they can take care of them with their help.
Yeah.
I think that would be enough.
Well, you see, if you went on that trip with Miss Daisy, you would get to listen to Little Bessie talk all right smart.
Listen to Little Bessie talk all right
yes.
smart. Well, when I see her over there, the big Bessie, and I take a notion to go over there, I go over there to listen to that.
Yeah.
You know, some folks can talk too much.
Yeah.
I bet that's just like Hillary Mitchell over here. He can just talk, and ain't talking about nothing.
Yeah.
Just talking. You know, I like to listen at folks talk a while.
Yeah.
And I think they ought to end their conversation sometime.
Yeah.
Or find some talk about. If someone asked me, well, don't you get lonesome over there by yourself? I said, uh-uh. I don't get lonesome. I said, I go out there and work till I get tired. I come in. If I feel like it, I'll lay down.
Yeah.
If I don't, I'll sit there for a while till I think about something else. I said, I don't get lonesome.
Yeah. Well, now, look, little Bessie knows so much.
Oh, she like Big Bessie. They've been everywhere. They knows everything.
Yeah.
And when they come to a showdown, they don't know nothing.
Well, they know things to talk about, you see, that people like
well,
you.
Well, they talk about what they cooked and how they fixed it and all these things and how they used to do this and tables and serve parties and things like that. Well, all that's past. You ain't serving no more.
Well, they talk about a lot of things, see? But people like you and Faye, you don't go nowhere.
Mm-mm.
And you got nothing to talk about.
That's right. And we get along just this way. Just as well. Now, Miss Miles, she can get in her car and go far as she want to. Go anywhere she wanna.
All the way to Gainesville.
Oh. She go for that sometime.
Not often, Miss Daisy.
No. But you see, if you haven't been anywhere, you haven't got anything to talk about.
That's right.
If you're with them, you gotta just let them do the talking.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to go. I don't want to go with them.
Well, if you're over there on Miss Bessie's porch when they're there, you got to let them do the talking because they have been places.
Yes, the truth. I listen at them till I get tired and I go home.
You just get up and leave?
Mm-hmm. And I see all them talking. Big Bessie, Little Bessie, and her sister.
Yeah.
Oh,
right. Now you talk about a talker, but Maggie is a talker. That's Big Bessie's sister.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, now, Matt, she talks right small.
Yeah.
But not with them.
You see, if you went with them, you wouldn't have to open your mouth.
No, I wouldn't. Because they talk so fast and talk so much, I couldn't do nothing but look at Maggie, look at Bessie, and just look at the other.
I never heard anybody talk as much as little Bessie.
So you ain't. Well, I'm telling you, I think you'd have to look hard to find them. Talk as much as.
But she's such an interesting talker, Miss Daisy. Mm-hmm. She sat right there one day and she talked about making a bus trip. I don't remember the things she said, but mm-hmm. We were just listening to.
That's right.
Afraid we'd miss a word.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You don't get nothing out of it. I don't. What they talk about.
Well, I don't remember anything that she said.
Well, you didn't get nothing.
But I remember I sure did listen.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening in hope.
Oh, yeah.
That something would come.
Mm-hmm. I like the girl that she told me they was fixing some land for some hay over here.
Yeah.
She told her sister didn't stay the good while. And I was washing, giving her some clothes. She said, I used to do that. I said, oh, not much. She said, I didn't mind it then. She said, that's the way my mother used to wash, on a scrub bowl and boil her clothes. And so, I didn't think you know anything about that. She said, yes, ma'am, I do. It's been a long time, but I haven't forgot it yet. I said, they get at me about doing it. I tell them I do it because I want.
I don't know Hillary Mitchell, guy.
I know you don't. At least I don't believe you do.
He's
you don't get out nowhere. Oh.
No.
But he's a big talker.
Oh, yes, ma'am. That's another talker, I reckon. Well, every time I go there sometime, he'd be over there at the door. I don't never go to his trailer. If he over there, I'd be glad. So I get away from the door before he get over there. Start talking. If he's there and he start talking, can't nobody say nothing. Like Mr. Miles and Bessie, you just have to listen.
Yeah.
Just listen.
Yeah.
And he ain't talking about nothing. Or what? He can't have much to talk about. He like me, he don't go nowhere to get it.
Well, what kin is he to the rest of them?
That's Dora's son.
He is George's brother?
That's George's mother. Hillary is George's brother.
Yeah. That's curious. I don't know him.
Well, the way to know him, you'd have to go there and meet him. He don't get out nowhere. The only time he get out, he'll get Buddy or Zeb or somebody to take him to Gansford.
Yeah.
And they can there and let him do whatever he went to do. Well, they can right back home. And there he stays.
But he still has a lot to talk about.
Have lots to talk about.
Yeah. Well, maybe he reads the right smart. Listens to the radio.
I think he reads some, and then I don't think he reads so much from his conversation. He talk about things he used to do and how he used to work,
yeah,
and how he plowed, all stuff like that.
Yeah.
Suddenly, Wolfwise been gone, dead so long, it is flying, you see, that was a protractus.
Yeah.
That's when he was doing that.
Oh, you mean way back?
Way back. He go way back. Well, that's about all he know.
Yeah.
That's all he talk about.
Plowing way back before the tractors come in.
That's right. And what they were paying for labor back there.
Yeah.
Now he told me he had worked for 50 cents a day. Plenty of time. I said, but you'd have a heart attack if they offered you 50 cents now for work. He said, well, I lived. I said, oh, yes, we all live. He said, now you take my mama. She worked for 40 cents. I said, and she lived. He said, yes, yeah, she lived. Well, that's the kind of stuff he talked about. Something most everybody's forgot.
Yeah. How long has he been over there in the trailer, Mr. Davis?
So how long has he been over there? Well, he come there last year sometime.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, he was there with his mother a long time before he got that trailer. There's something happened after his sister come take care of her mother, long time after she come. Well, I think the welfare had something to do with it.
Yeah.
With him. They didn't want him to stay with his mother. They wanted him out to himself. Since his sister come to see after and take care of him, they didn't think he had no business there.
Yeah.
So they planned to hit him and get him a trail. So that's how he come by his trail. The well-fed hoping to get it. So he said, that's what they did. Well, he paid so much a month on that trail. But anyway, he in his house, and him and his mom, and the girl and her mother is in her house.
Yeah.
They're all right there. Some days he said he come over there. Some days he don't.
He got enough to do right there in his trailer.
Right there in his trailer.
Now he cooks.
Hmm.
He can cook.
Yeah, he cooks. I think he's a pretty good cook. He used to cook for him and his mother before his sister come up there. Well, after she come, she took everything over.
Yeah.
She cooks for her mom.
And she's a pretty good cook, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, did you ever eat any of her cooking?
Me? I might have, but I don't know. I have eaten some of his cooking.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. Before she come there.
And it's all right.
It was all right. I don't know much about her cooking.
Well, I didn't know who lived in that trailer.
No, I didn't
either. There was daughter's son living there. I think it's her oldest son. I don't know.
the old one, George.
George, the baby.
You suppose that's why he's so spoiled?
Mm-hmm. This spoiled.
Well, George driving around in a car now, in the trunk.
Yeah, he was. He working and he's got the women right with him here about every day. If there's anything going, ticking on, just hoeing, or whatever they do.
Yeah.
Already about caught up with the oranges, ain't they?
I don't know.
I don't know. I see him riding around with nothing in the truck. Sometimes he have Martha and Odessa, and sometimes he just have Martha. I seen him stay at the house yesterday. Just him and Martha.
Yeah. Well, now, who is Odessa, Miss Daisy?
That's, she's some kin to Henry Scott.
Yeah.
Is
she not kin to George or any
no,
other?
No, she's no kin to them. But they just work together. She works with
them. I see. She pretty good worker?
She's a good worker. They say. I ain't never worked with her.
Yeah.
But they say she's a good worker. I know one thing. She goes study. When it's anything to be done.
Yeah.
She don't miss nothing. So she must be a good worker.
That sounds like it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Daisy, there was lots of cars down in the yard Sunday. Did you all have the preacher?
Sunday?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh. Have him at your house?
No. Darcy has him to her house now. For a change, and I'm so glad of it. I don't what to do. I don't have to be bothered with him at all.
Well, you don't.
No, she takes care of him.
Well, you don't get to hear him talk.
I go down there sometimes, listen to him as long as I want. I go to my house.
I see. But you don't have to listen to him all evening.
No. No, sir. I don't listen to him all evening. You see, now, Sunday, they was there. You can't have him without having his wife. You got to feed two. Anyway, and if he take a notion to bring an extra one, well, you got to feed them too.
Yeah.
So Doris has all that to do. Now, of course, he didn't have nobody Sunday but his wife. Just him and her. And that's so plenty. You know, to feed. Because both of them's big eaters.
Oh, she eats too.
She can eat much as he or more.
Miss Daisy, I used to pass along there and see you all sitting on the porch Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And you just sat and sat and sat, and I wondered what in the world you talked about all that time.
Yeah. Sometimes we wasn't saying nothing, but he was there and he wouldn't go home, and I couldn't just leave him there. And I see sometime you passed there, you'd see a porch full of him, me, and Doris, and a few more.
Yeah.
But lots of time, you didn't see nobody but three. That's me, him, and his wife.
Yeah.
Well, Doris would be going to church somewhere and going off somewhere. And she said, once, she said, well, I don't mind feeding the preacher and his wife.
if you go on home.
I said, but I do mind babysitting them all the evening. If you eat and go home, it'll be so much better. I said, well, he won't go. I said, well, I'm going to ask you, he don't have nowhere else he could go when he leave. So I said, yeah, he could go home till time for service.
Oh, he just stays over there in time for service?
He stays there, Mr. Miles, from morning service till evening service, night.
Why, Miss Daisy?
Yeah, he do.
Why,
and his wife.
Why, it looked like he'd have to go home and go over his...
Look like he'd have to study sometime, but he do not. He stay right there and go from there to church that night. He
well,
go home after service that night.
Ooh.
He just wear you out. Now Sunday, they were down there at the Dawson. So the choir union was round there at the Methodist church. They went with her out to the church.
Oh, did they?
Uh-huh. They went with her out to the church. Well, when that was over, he come on, they come on by. So him and his wife, after a while, they got in his car and went on to the church. You see, they close out there at 5 o'clock, the union. Yeah, come on, go on to his church. Well, when we got up there, little folks sick. We got up there about 5:30. So him and his wife was sitting up there in his car.
But you just have to feed him once.
Once, yes.
Don't feed him in the evening.
No, you don't feed him in the evening.
Well, you you just make him preach in the evening on an empty stomach, Miss
Davis. Empty stomach. Well, he don't get to eat his dinner before about 1:30. Sometimes it's 2 o'clock. Yeah, but he don't need nothing there.
Well, he could use a little snack.
Mm-hmm. But we don't give him nothing else. We give him his dinner and that's all.
Yeah. So he just has to preach on an empty stomach.
It ought not to be empty. By then, it ought to have something in.
I'd be like Doris, Miss Daisy. I wouldn't mind feeding him, but I sure would hate to babysit him.
Yeah, so. See, when he was, they was eating up to my house, well, sometimes Doris would have somewhere to go. Well, they don't want to go nowhere much. Well, then, leave me there to babysit him.
Have you got your garden plow?
Mm-mm. Ain't got nothing, though. Been looking for Pedro going on 2 weeks to come, Buddy. When he come, tracked Buddy's, well, then he tracked on mine. But he ain't come.
Well, that's about like I do, Miss Daisy. I don't get anything done. I just sort of plan on it, and it never gets done.
Yes,
sir. I've been planting this field up here in the corner for 2 or 3 years, and it ain't planted yet.
Ain't planted that time?
That time.
And that's a long time, Daisy. He's plowed it, had it plowed up 2 or 3 times.
And didn't put nothing back.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been plowed several times, Miss Daisy. And sometimes they'd plow it for nothing, and sometimes I'd pay them to plow it. And a time or two, I plowed it myself. Hey, Mama.
I get Mamma. I tell you, we don't get too much done around here. I see Mother wants to.
I'll tell you, Miss Daisy, it's just so hard for me to get anything done anymore. I just no count. I just not worth shooting.
Well, that's when I don't get no more done. I just ain't strong no more.
Well, I just sit around and think about it, and then I start fidgeting about it, and first thing you know, I just just disgusted. And I just wait until the spirit moves me some other time. And I try to start in again. But what I wanted up in that corner pasture there, I wanted some hay, some coastal Bermuda. I wanted some good coastal Bermuda hay up there. And it don't look like I'm ever going to get any of it in. Just don't look like it. I've got to put a little something out there for them birds to eat. They've just about chewed it all up.
Hello here.
Good morning. How you feeling this morning? Good.
You know what I've been doing? I'm trying to patch a sheet for Faye. Yep. And the more I stick my needle in it, why, the more it rots and tears. So I don't think I'm going to
Don't think I'm going to get it finished.
I just thought of it. Maybe we could have split it down the middle and turned it. You know,
well, it would have had to take out a big piece.
Mm-hmm.
We'd had to take, you could, but it's the bottom part of the sheet, you know, the way the sheets sit now on the bottom part of the bed.
Yeah.
When you have two sheets, and this is the bottom one. And so it's, I don't know whether if you take a piece out all the way out, it would be wide enough or not, because it just goes over and fits. You know how you've done sheets, plain sheets.
Yes, ma'am.
And all like that.
But I don't know nothing about these fitted ones.
Yeah, but this is fitted. So it's real thin and real cheap. Well, what have you been doing? You planting a garden yet?
No, I haven't planted no garden yet.
You haven't got it plowed up, have you?
No. Can't get nobody to plow it.
Oh, can't get anybody to plow it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll declare.
Good promises, but that don't turn any no dirt.
That don't turn any dirt, no. Just don't turn dirt, does it? Mm-hmm. You know what a man did? One of the professors. A guy that teaches in town. Came out here and plowed yesterday. You saw him, I guess, up there on that hill, plowing back over there. You might have. He plowed yesterday. And his wife picked flowers.
Yeah.
Didn't she come down to visit you a little bit yesterday?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, did she?
Yes, she did.
Oh, she did. She visited you. She
stayed down there a good while.
She did?
Yeah.
Well, I'll play. I didn't know, had you ever seen her before?
No, I have not.
She was awful friendly. She was
just
real
as
nice.
Friendly as she can be.
Yeah.
Where is she from? She told me.
She's in town, in Gainesville.
Well, that's where she's living now, but that ain't her home.
Oh, no, way up in North Carolina or somewhere. I don't remember where she said she's from.
I don't either. She told me where she's from.
But she's living, he's teaching over there at the university.
Mm-hmm.
And he never had been on a tractor and never had plowed.
That's what she told me.
He never had even plowed with a horse. I asked him if he'd plowed with a horse the whole time. And no, he never had plowed anyway. But he just loved it, he said. He just liked it. He wanted to do it. He just wanted to do it.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm. Just wanted to try. Said it rested him.
If Daisy could tell you what she's doing.
Well, what is she doing? What you doing? I asked you what you doing.
Me?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm doing nothing extra. You asked about a garden. No, I can't do nothing about a garden.
You can't do that, because,
No.
You haven't got
what you got out there in those pots.
Which pots?
At your house.
There ain't nothing in my pot.
Oh, you got your clothes.
Got my clothes in the my pot. Got some clothes in my pot and got some clothes in the tub.
You're to washing. Going to wash, are you?
Yeah, when I go back, I'm going.
Well, Faye said it rained a little bit.
Yeah, it sprinkled a little bit.
I didn't know that. I knew it got pretty dark. No, because I couldn't see the. See how it stick the needle, where to stick the needle.
You know who got the best look of that pretty tree?
Miss Daisy. Mm-hmm. That pretty plum tree.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that? Well, pretty one.
It
was the fullest bloom I believe I ever saw.
It was just covered. Wasn't it?
Just covered. Yeah.
Miss Lois come over there Saturday evening. Well, when I finished, she was going to the cemetery.
Uh-huh.
They was putting some flowers out there.
Uh-huh.
On Miss Collins' grave.
Miss Collins' grave. Well,
yes,
well.
Miss Collins' daughter and some more children's grave out there. Some she don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But she setting flowers out there.
Oh, uh-huh.
So, named her. After I knocked off, she asked me, didn't I want to walk down there? Didn't I want to ride down there?
Yeah, I didn't say you couldn't walk that.
I told her, yeah. So we went down there and watered some plants she had out and put out there. Then she brought me on home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she looked at that tree,
that plum tree.
She said, oh, Daisy, ain't that the beautifulest tree you've seen?
I'll declare.
I said, it sure is pretty. She said, it is, and it's right in the front of your house.
Yes, sir, that nature. Mm-hmm. Nature did that. It just came up wild.
Just come up itself.
Yeah. Nobody's had paid it any attention.
Nobody wouldn't bother.
Uh-huh. Well, they have cut it down, those plum trees down, and just recently they got to leave them alone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now they are just getting thick right there in that corner.
That's right.
Oh, well, Faye's been bringing them up here,
mm-hmm.
little limbs of it. There won't be any plums on it, because she'll get all the blooms off.
She'll get all the plums.
She,
well, I don't think
she could break all the limbs off, all the blooms off, but
no.
I don't know of course, the plums will fall off. They wouldn't be in that
many
plums.
I don't think they have no plums.
You don't think so?
I don't see none.
Well, I'll say.
Of course, I ain't specially looked.
Uh-huh.
But it looked like I see the bend.
Look like some of those that's already been bloomed a good while would show, don't
that's
it?
That's right.
Show up. I don't know whether she's ever said... I think on the other side, she said there was a few, one or two or something like that one time on one limb. But I never heard her say. But she'd rather have the beautiful blooms than even the plums.
And have the plums.
She says you got a peach tree.
Yes, ma'am.
Did it bloom?
Yes, ma'am, it bloomed.
And
you
reckon it'll have some peaches on
it? Got some on it. Some of them got some peaches on it. I don't know what they're going to do.
They may rot.
They may rot.
But they've got some on it now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you been over to see Bessie in a day or two?
I was over there yesterday morning.
Well, is she still kind of complaining? Or?
Still complaining.
Well, she's got some trouble, I guess. It's gonna Some days.
Well, everybody's having trouble.
Why, of course, just have trouble always. One thing and another.
Well, now, what could it be?
Well, that's a heart trouble. She's got that heart. She's got it. It's affected some way. And, of course, the more work I guess she does on her feet and all. However, they say...
She don't be on her feet much.
She don't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's in time. It's done something.
She mostly sat there on that porch and...
Yeah.
No.
And
she gets to looking, yeah, then she goes to sleep. Now, sometimes she get up and go in and lie down, stretch out, take the feet off the floor.
Well,
and she said the other day, yesterday when I was over, said her feet were sore under the bottom. Said it was so sore. She couldn't hardly stand on them.
Well, I'll declare, I wonder what that's called.
I don't know. Just something.
Oh, she may have some corns.
She said under the bottom.
Well, sometimes you have a callus under there, hard.
Mm-hmm.
They get kind of like a corn sometimes under your feet.
So
sometimes it kind of comes, I don't know. Somebody used to say it's because corns came because you... shoes didn't fit you, it rubbed, you know, some way. Do you have corns on your feet?
Yes, but they don't stop me.
They don't stop? Well, if they hurt very well, do they hurt sometimes?
Sure, they do. They hurt sometimes.
What did you do to them? Do you soak them and trim them or do something to them?
When it hurts me so bad, I just soak them in.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly take my finger when it's soaked and gets soft and just peel that hard.
Just peel the hard places
hard,
off.
Hard places off.
Mm-hmm. When you soak them real good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have something or other.
You don't have something.
No.
You don't have no foot trouble.
Yeah, I have one little old place that gets hard that way a little bit. No, and I just recently I've had to kind of, it's not particularly hard, I don't know, it looks like my shoe rubs it somewhere, and I've been putting a little piece of cotton or something kind of in between my toes, you know, there to kind of keep them apart.
That's right.
I reckon one pair of shoes, I guess, fits tighter than the other, and one's a little looser. I think the loose one rubs it more, though, than the tight one does.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Well, Miss Lois didn't give you any of the plants then to put out?
No, ma'am.
What was she putting out?
Daylilies and azaleas.
Oh, putting out azaleas and daylilies. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, where is that cemetery? Where is that? Is that
it's on the... It's Train Eviston in McIntosh.
It is?
Yes, ma'am.
Was that Decoration Day? Well, you know.
No,
May the 3rd is always Decoration Day.
I don't.
She just wanted to do it, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Take some things out there.
I think they go up there once or twice. A week or maybe more than that.
Well
now, you see, she takes care of the baby.
Uh-huh.
Well, when they knock off and come pick up the baby, then she goes to the cemetery.
And she goes out
there.
Is it her people, any of her people buried there?
No.
Not any of her people?
Not any of her people. But she's, you know, her and Miss Collins was always so close.
Were they?
Yes.
Were they? Uh-huh.
And she said, now, Miss Collins and them, they don't have nobody to
look
see
at.
After the grave. She says, nobody to see after them or care for it.
Yeah,
she
the
said,
last daughter died not long ago. She
yes,
was in Gainesville.
She said that, you know, it's two of them, two girls, but they're in Tallahassee.
Mm-hmm.
And she she said, they don't ever come now. Mm-hmm. She said, but I'll do it. Mm-hmm. And Miss Collins did so many nice things for me.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Well, I'll take care of it.
Real good friend then. They were real good friends. So she wants to kind of remember it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of people say give you flowers while you live.
That's right. So they can smell them.
Smell them and look at them and see the beauty of them.